Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Welcome back to Hijabi Diaries. This is your host Malaika, and this is season 2, episode 15. So Ramadan Mubarak, everyone. I am so happy that we're finally in this beautiful and amazing blessed month. Alhamdulillah, we finally made it. And guess what, you guys? This is my third Ramadan with you. So I'm just like so grateful, alhamdulillah, for like how far I've came with this whole podcast. Like the first ever Ramadan, oh my god, I was in a whole different like position versus to where I am now. So alhamdulillah, we've grown a lot, and yeah, like I'm just so happy that we have new people listening to me and even like my old listeners. So thank you guys for always listening, and just continue to spread the knowledge that I give you guys to others. That's basically my whole point of this podcast, is for me to educate you while educating myself, and then you go on and educate others. So as you can read by the title, this episode is about reverts and how their experiences are different from ours, obviously. So I wanted to dedicate an episode for them, especially because this is kind of like a struggle month for them, because many reverts, they don't have any Muslim family or even friends, and sometimes their own family is like Islamophobic, so that makes it even more harder for them to kind of participate in everything that we do. And even if they have told their family, like they just don't accept them, so it's like hard for them to even do anything as a Muslim, not even in the month of Ramadan, just as a normal everyday today basis, you know. So I wanted to kind of talk about that because I feel like it's not really talked about a lot. And me, who's been a Muslim since birth, I wanted to kind of like look at two different viewpoints of someone who is a revert and then as someone who's been a Muslim since birth. So basically, a sister reached out to me on Insta. She's a revert, Alhamabarak, and she wanted this episode. She wanted me to kind of, you know, talk about it. And I was like, oh my god, like, that's a great idea. No one really talk about it. So yeah, I decided to do it. So she has her experiences that I'm going to share with you guys. And yeah, like, let's see how others can relate to it. So without further ado, let's get talking about it. Okay, so she wanted me to basically kind of give advice for the new reverts and kind of, you know, break it down as to how they can make the Ramadan experience a little bit better. So that's what I'll do in the beginning, and then I'm gonna share her experience of like how Ramadan has been for her, because she's actually a new revert. Like a month ago, that's when she reverted, so she's kind of still very new. But I know there's like many reverts out there who's been like a revert for a longer time, and like every Ramadan is different for them. So yeah, you know, it makes sense. But let's start with the advice part first. Okay, so a lot of reverts talk about this, and it's about how they think that they can still eat food after like the Fajr Azan goes off. Like, because you know how it's like sunrise to sunset? So it's like so funny. I'm sorry, I don't know if I should be laughing, but it's like just like so wholesome how they continue to eat even after the Fajr Adhan. Like, a lot of reverts have kind of struggled with that. So not everyone knew that you're actually supposed to stop eating after, I mean, not after, but like as soon as the Fajr Adhan goes off. It's actually recommended to eat, I mean, stop eating about 10 to 20 minutes before the Fajr Adhan. Okay, tip number two is definitely have a little to-do list and to-not-do list during the month of Ramadan. So as we know, the month of Ramadan is where the Quran was revealed to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, by Angel Jibreel alayhi salam. So definitely, you know, in this month, try to read as much Quran as you can. And on your to-do list, you can, you know, have, let's say, read 10 chapters a day for a whole week or whatever, like, whatever your goal is, you know. So on that, you can definitely try to incorporate Quran some way, and then have your like salah tracker. So write down if you prayed Fajr, Zohar, Maghrib, Asr, Isha. Sorry, it's not in order, but you know what I mean. And then have a little Taraweeh checker. So basically, every Ramadan, I make a little planner for you guys to use. And I made one this year as well, as you know. So if you guys would like it, definitely message me on Instagram and I will send it to you. Because a lot of you guys did ask for it and I did send it. So here's a few things that's on it. It has like the Ramadan day, Ibadah checklist, today's goals, what I'm grateful for, recitation tracker, hydration tracker, today's mood, Quran verse of the day. So for the Ibadah checklist, it has like all your prayers like Fajr, Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, Taraweeh, Witr, Tahajjud, Dhikr, and then fasting. So, you know, it's just like a little cute thing that keeps you motivated and just engaged, you know? So even on the days when you're not fasting, you can still use it and just, it's like, I don't know. I feel like it helps me kind of on my period when I'm like, I'm just like so sad. Like, oh my God, I wish I could fast today and be the Ramadan spirit. So this definitely helps me come back into it a little bit. Makes me feel alive and still feel like I'm doing something, you know? So yeah, definitely check it out. Let me know if you guys want it. I will definitely send it to you. Oh, this is a really important tip. So basically, order yourself a English translated copy of the Quran if you can. If not, you can go to like the local mosque in your area and you can definitely get it from there too, or any other website like Muslim websites. They carry a lot of the English translations of the Quran. Or if you don't speak English, I'm pretty sure there is a, like, whatever language you speak, there's that language translated from the Quran, and they have it, okay? So yeah, because you know, many reverts obviously don't know Arabic at all, or they don't know how to pronounce the words. So you can definitely get the English version and it's like a lot more easier. Yeah, and you can understand what the Quran is saying in the language you speak. I'm someone who has been born a Muslim since the beginning, obviously, and Arabic is not my first language. So when I'm reading the Quran, I obviously don't understand what I'm saying. So I got a English translation of the Quran from my local mosque. So whenever I'm reading the Quran, I read the Quran by itself, and then I compare what I read to the English copy. So I'm understanding exactly what I'm saying and what Allah is saying to me in that beautiful book. So yeah, to all my non-Arabic people, make sure to get yourself an English copy, especially in this month, because I mean, oh my God, like, real, on a real note, Arabic is really hard to learn and understand since there's like so many different dialects. So it's like, which one do I need to learn? I know a few phrases in Arabic, that's literally it. Like, I'm not a fluent Arabic speaker, you know? I get how sometimes like the Quran can be expensive, especially in the English translation. So if you do have a local mosque near you, or even like in your area you have mosque, then definitely go to them and tell them how like you're a new reaver and you would like an English copy of the Quran, and I'm pretty sure they will most definitely give you it for free. You can also emphasize on the for free part. But yeah, like most mosques, you know, they give it to you for free. If you reverted in a mosque, they would already give it to you. But if you didn't, then you can ask for it. And yeah, hopefully they give it to you. So on your to-do not list is to basically refrain from backbiting, listening to music, gossiping, and just like minor sins like that, which could, and like cussing, swearing, whatever, you know what I mean? So definitely kind of work on that and just refrain from doing that, because even the littlest things can cut your reward in the month of Ramadan. Tip number 3 is to definitely fix your relationships, whether it be with like your family, your friends, whoever. Definitely do that, because the month of Ramadan is the month of forgiving and just good vibes, you know? So you don't want to come into this month having grudges or like just things that really hold you back from reaching your potential, you know? So when you reverted, I know this happens to a lot of reverts, like family, tends to kind of give up on you. They just don't associate with you anymore. And I know that's a really lonely feeling, especially all these videos that I see on my For You page of new, like, reverts who have family that are Islamophobic and they just didn't accept them. I literally sit there and I listen to their stories and I just like cry. I'm like, wow, alhamdulillah, I'm blessed that I was born a Muslim and I have a Muslim family. Because even though some reverts who, like, their families have accepted them, they are crying because they don't know if their parents would ever revert to Islam. Because, like, they're like, if I go to Jannah, my mom or my dad, they're Christian, so what's gonna happen to them? I want them in Jannah with me, but they will never become Muslim because they don't want to, or they just haven't reached that level to become Muslim, you know? So I'm just like, wow, the two different perspectives, it's crazy. The same way you would want Allah to forgive you, forgive others, whether it be, you know, the worst people ever, still forgive them. Don't hold grudges because it's not going to do you any good. It's just going to bring you down and you're going to be guilty all the time. Tip number 4 has to do with how you feel alone during this time. So I don't know how true this is for every revert, but like I know most reverts don't have like Muslim friends or like Muslim family. Like that one's like most common, Muslim family, they don't have it. But some do have Muslim friends, and I would say definitely try to surround yourself with like as much of a Muslim community as you can. If you are a new revert or even a revert for quite a while and you have Muslim friends, then definitely have like iftar with them and just like plan out, or even you can invite them to your house. But if that's a little like risky, you can go to their house if you have that freedom, because I know some of like y'all's parents, like mine, they would say no to going to a friend's house even if they know or they don't know you're Muslim, you know. But yeah, like, you know, you can break your fast with your Muslim friends. But if you don't have any Muslim friends at all and you're the only Muslim, then you can definitely, if you can definitely have your non-Muslim friends join you in fasting. So then they are fasting with you, and then you guys can like get together for iftar. Either they come to your house or you go to their house and you break your fast together, and so then it's not as lonely as it can be. Or if that's not an option either, then this might sound stupid, but I know it does help a few people. You can have your little dinner set up and watch a YouTube video of like other Muslim creators who are kind of like you, or who are not even like you, like you meaning like in ethnicity and stuff like that. But you can watch them on YouTube and kind of, I don't know, is that creepy? I don't know, I feel like it's not, because it's the same way as if you were fasting and you're watching someone eat like a mukbang. Like, I feel like that's the same thing as, like, sitting down and watching them eat while you're eating. It's like you're eating together. But when I'm fasting and they're eating, it's not like we're eating together. Because, you know, like, I'm not eating and you're eating. But if you know, you know. I don't know if I'm making any sense. But, yeah, I don't know if this helps. I'm sorry. Okay, so I know how waking up for Suhud or Sehri is kind of like a difficult task as a revert if your family doesn't know, or even if they do know and they don't accept that. It's kind of hard, I get that. But what I would say is kind of like have your breakfast in your room beforehand, or I don't know if your parents wake up in the middle of the night at like 3 a.m., 4 a.m., but if they don't, then you are definitely kind of okay to go down to the kitchen and like eat whatever you need to eat for your breakfast. But if that's not an option, then definitely have the food beforehand in your room so it makes it easier for you. Or, I mean, if they kind of catch you with the food in your room, try to hide it in your room in a way. Like, you can hide it in your closet, or like in your drawers or whatever, like, you know what I mean? It's just so you can try to have breakfast and fast, because most reverts sometimes they don't even get to eat breakfast and they fast throughout the day. And yeah, like, it's hard. I know it's a struggle out here. All right, everyone, so this is it for this episode. All the advice and tips I shared with you guys, they were exactly the things that she did as well. So that's basically her experience, and I didn't want to intrude and ask her for her personal life revert story, so I didn't do that. And yeah, so I can't really share, you know, but everything that I listed is exactly what she did as well. And yeah, I really hope this helps new reverts, inshallah, and even the ones who are trying to convert or they want to convert. Hopefully this helps you guys for your next Ramadan, inshallah, as an actual Muslim. But yeah, please keep our Palestinian brothers and sisters in your du'as, especially in this month where du'as are accepted. So make sure to pray for them, donate as a zakat, sadqa jariya, and yeah, just, you know, continue to spread awareness, share the information, protest, and just use du'a. That's the most powerful weapon we have, and you're asking Allah, who is the most powerful. So your du'as are heard, and inshallah, Palestine will be free. All right, so that's it. See you guys in the next episode, inshallah. Until next time, fi amanillah.